USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As President Trump prepares to announce a council to get the country back open again, his task force members are saying to wait a bit longer until it's safe. Dr. Deborah Birx wants the leveling off of cases and deaths to continue.
We have not reached the peak, and so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the week before and the week before that.
Next week, the president will announce the creation of a council of economic and medical experts who will plan on how and when to reopen the country.
If you reopen the country in May and there's a new outbreak or a spike in infections, are you open to the idea of shutting the country down again?
Depending on the outbreak, yeah.
You would be
open. And that's happened, as you know, in a couple of countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
President Trump says the medical community will have a voice in the decision to reopen the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci told Fox the decision to do it is necessary, but there are risks.
Don't let anyone get any false ideas that when we decide at a proper time when we're going to be relaxing some of the restrictions, there's no doubt you're going to see cases. I would be so surprised if we did not see cases. The question is how you respond to that.
Los Angeles County prosecutors announced Friday that they filed new sex assault charges against convicted film producer Harvey Weinstein based on a 2010 alleged incident in a Beverly Hills, California hotel. Weinstein, who is currently serving a 23-year sentence in a prison near Buffalo, New York for rape, is already facing extradition to Los Angeles for four other charges based on two 2013 alleged sexual assault incidents, also in hotels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Easter services have changed a bit this year, but the message is still the same. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York, shares his Easter message with everyone on Fox News.
Easter's going to be special this year. What strikes me, Ainsley, is the word emptiness. Some people might think, well, hey, wait a minute, that's not an Easter message. Easter's fullness, the fullness of life and goodness and hope and light. Right. But before we can be full, we got to be empty. The essence of Easter Sunday morning was what? The empty tomb. The empty tomb. The broken, dead body of Jesus was not there. He had risen from the dead. When they went to venerate the body, the angel said, what in the world are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is living. Jesus is alive. The tomb was empty. I say that, Ainsley, because look, you know better than anybody. You've been reporting it faithfully so often. There's a sense of emptiness in our city, in our country, in this planet, what we call our temporary home. There's an emptiness. We've lost people. We can't see families and friends. The churches are empty. Now, we could be depressed by that, or we could say, you know what? God wants to fill that emptiness. And the best way he does that for us as Christians is by the death and resurrection of his only begotten son, Jesus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.